So, what really brought you to Ireland?
From the practical point of view, it was just to improve my English, because I did a degree, you know, after dropping my medical studies. I did a degree in English philology to become a secondary teacher. And then by the time I finished, my marriage was not going very well, whatever, you know, and a few circumstances were together, you know, and I wanted to leave the country, definitely. Then my choice could be an English-speaking country. And because one of my best friends in Madrid was married to an Irish man from Cork, you know, she recommended me that Cork would be an ideal place and everything. I came here, I like it, and I'm here. I just came for 10 months, and now it's been almost 4 years since I came.
And what do you think of the relative sort of living standards between Cork and a place like Vigo? Would there be similar standard of living expectations, or would one be a bit better than the other? What would be some similarities and differences?
That's a hard question, because I don't know. There are many differences regarding, you know, as simple things as times for meals. You know, that is kind of a big issue when you first move here. You know, for me it was really difficult to think about having my dinner at 6, when in Spain we never have it before 9 or 10, or if you go out for a dinner even later, you know, then some is just kind of a big difference. But I would say that nowadays we just go towards a world that where there are not so many differences, you know. Most people try to be happy to get a living, you know, from their work and to improve their situation.
Would you think that Irish people had a similar amount of money, disposable income, spending power, or a bit more?
No, I would say that there are more money in Spain, because I don't know how it works, but most people that I know there, and that was confirmed for some people, from some Irish people, that they have friends in Madrid. For example, if you consider a teacher married to a nurse, let's say, their standard of living would be better in Spain than here. I don't know exactly why. Maybe the tax system is stronger here or whatever. And definitely things like food are much more expensive here than they are. Less bare essentials are much, you know.
What about the poorer people? Do you think they would be better off here, or do you think the welfare state would be more inclusive here for them?
Definitely, the welfare state is better here, you know. They have more support from the state that they will have in Spain. But, for example, if you think people here, they have kind of a benefit, employment, or whatever. But the thing is that if you want to do some kind of work in the black market, it's much better paid in Spain than here, you know. Then I think that that makes the difference, because definitely Spain is the country in Europe with the highest rate of unemployment.
Yeah.
But people are surviving. They are so happy. If you go to a disco, it's full of people. If you go to a restaurant, it's full.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how people can manage, but definitely they are managing.